Hi, welcome to the latest Plymouth Labour audio boot. I'm out canvassing in Drake Ward and we've got Angela Smith, the Shadow Water Minister, down with us. Angela, why have you come to Plymouth today?
Because obviously people living in this area are suffering the impact of very, very high water bills, much more so than anywhere else in the country. So I've come down here to find out what it's really like having to face that massive bill every single month or every quarter. And I'm really on a learning curve with this. But we need to understand what it's like for people on everyday wages, very low wages, what it's like having to cope with these very high bills.
Great. And so you've been in post for now 3 weeks.
Yes.
And so it's great to have you down in Plymouth for one of your first visits on that. Yeah. We went and saw Camel's Head sewage treatment plant this morning. Yes. We're going to take you to the most glamorous locations. We have a real big problem with pong coming from that site, and it's something that we get raised time and time again on the doorstep. Yeah. What do you think Labour could be doing in terms of investment in facilities when it comes to water and sewage?
I think more of what you're already doing, Luke. I mean, I know that you're working very hard to try and push South West Water into investing in that plant, but also making sure that that investment takes effect sooner rather than later. They need to deal with that problem as soon as possible. And I think Labour's got a real role to play in making sure that they get on with it, really.
And you're a privileged role. You're a shadow minister, so you're involved with all the ins and outs in Westminster.
Yeah.
It's a day when the Tories are proclaiming their poll lead. What do you make of it? Do you think we're still in with a fight for the general election?
Of course we are. Of course we are. You've only got to see the reception that the candidates get in here. Well, you as parliamentary candidate and our local council candidate is getting here today on the doorstep. And it's the same everywhere in the country. I'm not convinced that people want another Tory government at all. I'm really not convinced. And it's places like Plymouth that will make the difference at the next election.
And you're a Sheffield MP, so you've got Nick Clegg next to you. How's it going there? Are people still voting Lib Dem?
No, they're not. Their vote is collapsing in Sheffield. They really, really badly betrayed the people of Sheffield. Clegg betrayed the people of Sheffield. And he did it in two ways. He broke his pledge on tuition fees. Thousands of students voted for him personally in 2010 because of his pledge on tuition fees, and he broke that promise and he will never be forgiven. Secondly, he's sold out the city. I mean, the city is suffering huge cuts in funding. Other more prosperous areas are not getting the same cuts as areas like Sheffield, and undoubtedly that will be the same here in Plymouth, and for that I think he'll pay a very high price.
That's great. Thank you for visiting us here in Plymouth. You can find out more information about what we're doing on water bills on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Plymouth Labour. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter @Plymouth Labour. Thanks very much.